Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, 19 November 2023, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Romans 6, verses 15 and 16 again says in corrected translation, therefore, what are we to conclude? Shall we sin because we are not under the Mosaic law, but under grace? Meganoita, emphatically not. That's totally unthinkable. Verse 16. Do you not know that that one to whom you place yourselves under orders and authority as slaves for the purpose of obedience, you are slave to that one whom you habitually obey? Either the sin nature resulting in death, or the Lord Jesus Christ resulting in righteousness, grace righteousness, spiritual maturity. Now that brings us to the happy Thanksgiving verse. Verse 17. The decision that you make for obedience to God and the teaching of His Word. It starts out and says, but God be thanked. This is the conjunction de plus the nominative singular of charis plus the dative singular of theos with the definite article. The postpositive conjunction de looks like that in the Greek. That's de. And it is a conjunction of contrast and is correctly translated, but. It sets up a contrast between, I'm going to give you four things here. Sets up a contrast between, first of all, the sin nature and the Lord Jesus Christ. So the first contrast is between the sin nature and the Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, contrast between slavery to the sin nature with slavery to the Lord Jesus Christ. Third, it sets up a contrast between obedience to the sin nature with obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ and the mind of Christ, the Word of God. It sets up a contrast between obedience to the sin nature with obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ and the mind of Christ, the Word of God. And fourth, it sets up a contrast between the result, which is death, the sin unto death, maximum divine discipline, with righteousness, that's grace righteousness, spiritual maturity. And then we have charis, C-H-A-R-I-S, charis, the Greek word for grace. And we have here charis in this phrase, charis to theo. I'm going to put that up here so you can take a look at it. Charis to theo. C-H-A-R-I-S. And this is the definite article in the dative case. And that's theos in the dative case. So it actually looks like that. Charis to theo. Very special phrase in the Word of God. Literally, it says grace to God. But in this phrase, charis means thanks or gratitude. This is gratitude to God. This is thanksgiving given to God. So here is our happy Thanksgiving verse. Thanksgiving given to God. Now, Arnton Gingrich, the Greek Lexicon, page 886, says, in our verse, charis means thanksgiving. It means gratitude and refers to what we owe God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It indicates what we as believers owe God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, as you have virtue love brought to completion in your heart, as you develop personal love for God the Father, as you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, it's going to revolutionize your prayer life. And first of all, you'll want to pray. You'll want to pray again and again and again and again. And I know most of you get the prayer list, and as you are aware, Gary Brown has stepped in for Randy and Dodie and leading singing. Gary Brown's been doing a fantastic job. Randy's still in the hospital. And I would appreciate your prayers for him. He's got some major issues that he's dealing with in the hospital. And so we pray that Randy and Dodie will get back. And they miss being here very, very, very much. I can't tell you how much I love both Randy and Dodie. They were at Washington State University when Deb and I were there. They were in Bible class, every single class. They loved Pastor Breckel as the communicator of the Word of God. They were there day after day after day, growing up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, and they had a phenomenal ministry. And Randy had a fantastic singing ministry. And he was with a group that went all over the Northwest, all over, singing Christian hymns and songs. And they've been our best buds ever since Washington State University. We've gone on summer vacations together up into Canada. We've golfed together. They are just the best. And a lot of great times and laughs. And it's been a very wonderful privilege having them here. So if you remember Randy and Dodie, that would be fantastic. But when you grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, your prayer life will be revolutionized. And you will pray not just once every few days or something. You'll pray every day and many, many times during the day. And in your prayers, you will also, because you know who and what God is, because you know His essence, because you know all that He has done and provided for us, why, you will have that time of thanksgiving to God. That part of your prayer life will get longer and longer and longer as you thank God for His amazing grace, for His amazing power, for His amazing blessings that He gives to us. And that's what this is saying here. Gratitude to God, thanksgiving given to God. Gratitude and thanksgiving as to what we owe God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And as you live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills and are obedient to the teaching of the Word of God, you will grow up in the grace orientation, and the knowledge, doctrinal orientation of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this first phrase is a very, very emphatic statement. Thanksgiving given to God. Thanksgiving given to God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Gratitude given to God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. But thanksgiving be given to God. And then it says, and it starts out in the King James, that whereas ye were the servants of sin. This is the conjunction ha ti plus the imperfect active subjunctive of ame plus the nominative plural of doulos plus the genitive singular of hamartia with a definite article. The conjunction ha ti introduces an object clause and is correctly translated that. It introduces the content of this thanksgiving, the content of this gratitude. And then we have the Greek to be verb eimi, and it is the imperfect tense, and this is the durative imperfect. And Blas de Bruner, in his book, A Greek Grammar of the New Testament, on page 169, says that if the past is placed in sharp contrast to the present, as it is in our verse, the past, when they were unbelievers, the present, believers, is to be translated this way. You were then, but you are no longer now. You were then, but you are no longer now. And then we have doulos. D-O-U-L-O-S. That is the Greek word for slaves. And then hamartia in the singular. Now, those of you who are here day after day, you know exactly what that means. Hamartia in the singular refers to the sin nature. It's the sin nature. So the corrected translation says, but thanksgiving, gratitude be given to God, that though you were slaves of the sin nature as unbelievers, but you are no longer now that you are believers. But thanksgiving, gratitude be given to God that though you were slaves of the same sin nature as unbelievers, but you are no longer now as believers. See, that's old Blasterbrunner.
Blasterbrunner.
One, at physical birth, every member of the human race is born physically alive, but in the status of spiritual death. At physical birth, every member of the human race is born physically alive, but in the status of spiritual death. Two, as the result of our spiritual death, we are slaves to the sin nature as the ruler of human life. As the result of our spiritual death, we are slaves to the sin nature as the ruler of human life. Three, this is the true status quo of all believers, of all unbelievers. This is the true status quo of all unbelievers. Now the contrast as believers. As believers, now we are obedient to the truth of God's word. You have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered to you. This is the conjunction de plus the aorist active indicative of hupakuo plus the prepositional phrase ek plus the genitive singular of kardia plus the accusative singular of tupas with the genitive singular of didake plus the prepositional phrase eis plus the accusative singular of the relative pronoun hos and the aorist passive indicative of paradidomi. We start out with the post-positive conjunction de, which again is the conjunction of contrast, and it's correctly translated but, and it sets up a contrast between our slavery to the sin nature as unbelievers and our slavery to the Lord Jesus Christ and obedience to the absolute truth of the mind of Christ, the Word of God. So it sets up a contrast between our slavery to the sin nature as unbelievers and our slavery to the Lord Jesus Christ now as believers, obedient to the absolute truth of the mind of Christ, the Word of God. And we have the verb hupakuo. Looks like that in the Greek, H-U-P-A-K-O-U, long O, hupakuo. And hupakuo is a compound word made up of the preposition hupa, which means under, and akuo, which means to hear or to listen to. So, that's the point one. Hupakuo is a compound word made up of hupa, under, and akuo, to listen. Point two, therefore, it literally means to listen under authority. To listen under authority. Three, hupakuo is the Greek verb for obedience. It means to obey. It means to follow. It means to be subject to. So hupakuo is the Greek verb for obedience. It means to obey, to follow, to be subject to. Four, in our verse, it refers to, first of all, positive volition to the grace gospel, resulting in faith in Jesus Christ and eternal salvation. In our verse, it refers to, first of all, positive volition to the grace gospel, resulting in faith in Jesus Christ and eternal salvation. Five, secondly, it refers to believers with positive volition and humility directed toward the teaching of the Word of God. Secondly, it refers to believers with positive volition and humility directed toward the teaching of the Word of God. That humility is the believer who has respect for God, respect for the Word of God, respect for the pastor who teaches the Word of God. So secondly, it refers to believers with positive volition and humility directed toward the teaching of the Word of God. Sixth, these believers are obeying their new authority, the Lord Jesus Christ. They are hupakuoing. These believers are hupakuoing. They are obeying their new authority, the Lord Jesus Christ, and pleasing Him. Now they're living their life to please the Lord Jesus Christ by living the spiritual life by the spiritual skill. So these believers are now obeying our verb, hupakuo, their new authority, the Lord Jesus Christ, and pleasing the Lord Jesus Christ by living the spiritual life by the spiritual skill. Seven, through the filling of the Holy Spirit and the teaching ministry of God the Holy Spirit, now they consistently and faithfully learn and believe the Word of God, resulting in growing up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, advancing to spiritual maturity and glorifying God. Through the filling of the Holy Spirit and the teaching ministry of God the Holy Spirit, they have consistently and faithfully assembled in a sound Bible teaching church to learn and believe the Word of God, grow up in the grace and knowledge of Christ, advance to spiritual maturity, and glorify the Lord. The aorist tense is a constative aorist, viewing their obedience to the teaching of the God-breathed Scriptures in its entirety, from salvation all the way to spiritual maturity. So here's how you would graph the constative aorist. From salvation to spiritual maturity, it looks at all of that time in its entirety. That's the constative aorist. So it's viewing their obedience to the teaching of the God-breathed Scripture. They are under authority of the teaching of the Word of God, under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, viewing their obedience to the teaching of the God-breathed Scripture in its entirety. Active voice, believers with positive volition and genuine humility perform the action of the verb. The indicative mood is declarative, seen from the viewpoint of reality and certainty and a fact. This obedience to the teaching of the Word of God is ek kardias. This is the preposition ek, plus the genitive singular of cardia. It looks like that in the Greek and in the English. And ek means from or out from. It means from which something proceeds. And then we have with it, the object of the preposition is cardia. It proceeds from the cardia, or the heart. And this is the heart up here, not the heart down here. The heart up here. So, one, obedience comes from the heart. Obedience comes from the heart. Not your pump, your heart's up here. Comes from the heart. The right lobe of the soul, from positive volition in your heart. Positive volition is there in your heart. Genuine humility, where's that? In your heart. The Word of God, what's the target of the Word of God? You have a Bible, you're here to study the Word of God, learn the Word of God. When you believe the Word of God, it goes to your heart. The target of the Word of God is to get it into your heart. So, obedience comes from the heart, the cardia. From positive volition in the heart, from genuine humility in the heart, from the word of God that you've learned and believed and is in your heart. Arnton Gingrich, the Greek lexicon, page 404, says, ekkardias means, should be translated, wholeheartedly. That's how it should be translated. So ekkardias, wholeheartedly. From the heart, from your heart, wholeheartedly. And then this wholehearted obedience is toward tupon didakes. The accusative singular of tupos with the genitive singular of didake. And you're already caught up with didake. We've studied that as one of the Greek words for the word of God, didake. Tupos looks like this. T-U-P-O-S. Tupos. Tupos means, well, sometimes it's transliterated type. It means form or pattern. And didache, the word for the word of God. One of the key words for the word of God. D-I-D-A-C-H, long E. Didache. A couple of things. One, didache, in the active sense, it means teaching as an activity or instruction in its active sense. That's not how it's used in our verse, however. Point two, passively, which is how it's used in our verse, it means teaching or what is taught. Teaching what is taught or doctrine. Didache is one of the Greek words for the translated doctrine, and the other one is didaskalia. And when you had, we saw hugiaino didaskalia, sound doctrine, healthy doctrine. Sound doctrine is healthy doctrine. Healthy word of God and sound doctrine is healthy for you spiritually. False doctrine will destroy you. And didache is one of the words along with didaskalia for doctrine. Teaching, what is taught, or doctrine. Three, tupon didakes then is the pattern of teaching, a form of teaching, a system of doctrine. Pattern of teaching, form of teaching, a system of doctrine. Four, tupon didakes is the body of Christian truth. The body of Christian truth. The body of faith, the body of the God-breathed scriptures. That's tupon didakes. It's a system of doctrine. It's the body of Christian truth. It is the body of faith. It is the God-breathed scriptures. And then we have the preposition eis plus the accusative singular, the relative pronoun hos. Ace plus hosts, E-I-S-H-O-S. Ace plus hosts, which is correctly translated, into which system of doctrine, into which form of teaching, pattern of teaching. And then we have the verb paradidomi. Very important word. You maybe didn't realize, but you are being paradidomied right now. Paradidomy. First of all, one, paradidomy means to hand over, to give over, to entrust, to deliver, to commit. Now we have it in the aorist tense, so it would be handed over, given, entrusted with, delivered, to be committed, Two, after salvation, faith in Jesus Christ, the believer is committed to a system of doctrine. Sound doctrine, the body of faith, the God-breathed scriptures. Why? To glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. After salvation, faith in Christ, the believer is committed to a system of doctrine, body of faith, the God-breathed scriptures for the glorification of the Lord Jesus Christ. Eight, this system of doctrine, this body of Christian truth, was handed over, passed on, to the Christians that Paul was teaching and writing to in Rome through the teaching of the Apostle Paul. This system of doctrine, this body of Christian truth, was handed over and passed on to the Roman Christians through the teaching of the Apostle Paul. For this body of Christian truth, the God-breathed scriptures, is handed over and given through instruction by God's faithful servants today. In the post-canon period of the church age, the faithful pastor-teacher. This body of Christian truth, the God-breathed scriptures, is handed over, given through the instruction by God's faithful servants today. In the post-canon period of the church age, the pastor-teacher. Point five. Many of the Roman Christians responded in obedience to Paul's teaching of the Word of God, the body of faith. We are in Romans chapter 6. Look ahead to Romans 16. Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16, verse 19. Everyone has heard about your obedience. Their obedience to the teaching of the Word of God, hupakuo, under the authority of the teaching of God's Word. Everyone has heard about your obedience. So I am full of joy over you. But I want you to be wise. I want you to have wisdom, maximum amount of the body of faith in your heart, so you can skillfully and accurately apply it to your life and your situation and your circumstances. But I want you to be wise. I want you to have wisdom about what is agathos, what is intrinsically good, God's plan, and innocent about what is evil, that is the sin nature and the cosmic system. But everyone has heard about your obedience, so I am full of happiness over you. But I want you to be wise, believers with wisdom that can skillfully and accurately apply the body of faith, the God-breathed scriptures, to your life. Knowing what is intrinsically good, the spiritual life, God and Jesus Christ, and what is evil, the sin nature and the cosmic system. Well, we're just getting warmed up here on the Thanksgiving verse, but happy Thanksgiving. Class is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If you show up Thursday, you'll be the only one. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.